Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme, How to Interpret Scripture. Lesson 3, Jesus and the Apostles' View of the Bible. Monday, Jesus and the Law. When Jesus was on the side of this mount with all the people around him, and then this Sermon on the Mount is delivered in Matthew chapter 5, we read in verse 17, and it's an interesting text we find here. Jesus says, Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. The word what's here in Greek, the Greek language, I have not come to destroy, means not even loosening the binding of a shoe, of a sandal. Not a little bit of it. I've come to fulfill the law. God's law is holy, the Apostle Paul says in Romans 7. It's holy. And in chapter 3, when Paul talks in the letter to the Romans, the epistle, when he talks about faith, he says, faith. And then he asks, hey, what does that mean? To abolish the law if we have faith? Just the opposite. Now, because of faith, law is valued even more. It's the law of God. We are not saved by the law, but once we are saved through the love of Jesus and our love to him, we act in harmony with God's law because we want to fulfill God's will if we love him. Not to be saved, but because we are saved, we want to do his will. It's a kind of thankfulness. Understanding. He is full of wisdom. Well, if I act according to his will, then I act according to God's wisdom, and blessing will follow. As simple as that. And as if Jesus had already known which discussion would follow, he says, think not that I am come to destroy the law. Think not. This is wrong thinking. And I found this very, very often. But Jesus said, you've heard, for the old ones you shall not kill. But I tell you. Yeah, what does that mean? What does he tell us? If you just think about, just the thought of it, I could kill this person, is the beginning of murdering. Because it starts in the brain. We cannot act without thinking first about something. So what you think will pave the way for decisions. If your thinking is correct, the acts will be correct. If the thinking is wrong, what about the acts? They will be as wrong as well. So therefore, Jesus says that the law, God's law, is the best. But then important is your attitude towards the law. if you love God, then it's easy to fulfill God's law. Only if you love Him. Otherwise, you do not want to do it. You do not want to. Love is the door opener to do God's will. The problem is our will. Here.